This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, a Bucks post-game update from fan insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save post-game show.
Bucks come up losers tonight to the Sixers, as expected, 116-94. No Giannis, no Malcolm Brogdon. Can't imagine anybody thought they'd win this game. Let's see what Gary Wolfel thought coming into this one. Gary, did you think the Bucks had a chance to win this one when you found out there was no Giannis and no Brogdon?
Nope. Wow. No, I thought they had less of a chance of winning than the Vikings did in the playoff game last week. They had no chance unless Eric Bledsoe went out and got 50 points, you know, but other than that, no chance.
No, and they were still in it, though, at the start of the fourth quarter. So even after having no chance, giving up 37 points in the first, they still had a chance there to start the fourth. But again, three turnovers early in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden you go from a 2-point lead to a 10-point deficit, and it was pretty much curtains after that.
Yeah, you know, the crazy thing is you look at Philadelphia and you see Embiid, you see Saric and Simmons, and then, you know, they got Fultz, you know, coming back. And then you realize they have probably like $30 million to play with over the summer.
Yeah, they can get a max player.
Oh, my Lord. They could be just absolutely ridiculously good.
All right, let's talk about the question of the night. Of guys that aren't in this rotation regularly night to night, is there a player or two you'd like to see in the rotation, and if so, at the expense of who?
No, not really. I guess, you know, Snell, I mean, you know, if they put him back in the starting lineup like they did tonight, he's the only one. And the only reason being is that he's a complimentary player. I mean, it kind of reminds me of, like, when the Bucks had Mark Pope. Remember him?
Yeah, he was on that team that made the run of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, George Karl believed that they had enough scores. He wanted a complimentary player, somebody that was willing to do all the dirty work, and that's what he did. And Tony Snell could be that player to some degree.
When you talk about Sterling Brown, I said tonight, if it were me, he'd go into my starting rotation or my starting lineup along with Bledsoe. And Brogdon, along with Tony Snell, both those guys would be coming off of the bench. And then I'm going to try and get Kilpatrick out there for more minutes to get more scoring off the bench.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. You know, the only problem is I don't think Malcolm Brogdon will be content coming off the bench. And Tony Snell told me the other night, he said that it didn't matter to him if he started or not. But I think with Malcolm, if he was honest with you, I don't think he'd be happy about that.
No, I don't think so either. But at this point, though, I think you have to kind of sell it of, look, I need a point guard in my second unit. And with all due respect to Dellavedova, he can't score. So I need you on the second unit, along with Snell and Kilpatrick, to carry my scoring on my second unit to go along with whoever else may be out there at this point, Giannis or whoever.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, getting back Brogdon, you know, his contract coincides with Bledsoe's. And, you know, Bledsoe's going to ask for a ton of money, you know, being a starting point guard. And, you know, Brogdon's going to say, hey, if you're going to give Bledsoe that kind of money, you know, I want that kind of money, too. So, you know, something's going to give, you know. And I would imagine the give is going to be trading Malcolm Brogdon.
Right. And that's the one thing that, if you look at this, because there's now people on a bandwagon of trading for Deadman from the Atlanta Hawks, who's at $2 at $14 million, but has a player opt out after this year. Otherwise, he's still making around $6.5 to $7 million next year, which isn't totally expensive, but he's a physical guy that can rebound, doesn't have much offense at all. So it's going to be kind of like Marshall Plumlee, who, by the way, I thought played pretty good in the first half.
Yeah, he did. I mean, you know, he gets opportunity and tried to make the best of it. I still think they're going to end up with Bogut. At some point, it's not going to happen, you know, before the trading deadline. I was told by two sources that he had told teams that he wanted to wait to see what happened with these teams, if they got any centers. But I was told that the Bucks are one of four or five teams that he is seriously considering, and he'll go from there.
What kind of minutes does he want to play?
Not much. I mean, he knows where he's at in his career. And but the only stipulation he's making is that he wants to play for a playoff team.
Right.
And I was told that all these teams that he's looking at now are playoff teams, so that won't be an issue.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out going forward. What did you make of the Cavaliers today giving up 148 points to the Thunder?
They got issues, you know. Everybody's saying, hey, LeBron, you know, will turn it down when he wants, and maybe he will, but they got some internal issues. I saw that a couple weeks ago when they came to Milwaukee, and Tyronn Lue had a press conference before the game outside the locker room, and LeBron James and Dwayne Wade strolled out and cranked up their music, not even 4 feet from where Tyronn Lue was talking. I mean, very disrespectful, and you could tell. You know, those guys aren't on the same page.
Nope, sure not. Wonder if they're calling for Tyronn Lue to be fired in Cleveland like they are here for Kidd. That was Kidd. They gave up 148 points today. There'd be people protesting in front of the Bradley Center. Thanks so much for coming on, Gary Wolfel. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Take care.
You betcha. There he is, Gary Wolfel, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Great Midwest Bank, committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit greatmidwestbank.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.